This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there for you. Over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,000 people interacting, and it's all free. Various different forums, different topics, everything from lighthearted fare to downright serious issues. So get interactive, freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. Now, Manwich,
yes,
we got lots of emails tonight.
Yeah,
yes. And
they're
so good.
Is it a show of emails?
I mean, there's got to be news out there, right? I mean,
there's plenty.
I haven't even looked at the news yet today. I don't even know what's going on.
I didn't spend a lot of time in the news, but I saw a picture of a little girl from Haiti who had a 16-pound tumor in her face.
And that's news. That stuff happened.
It was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. It was just horrible.
There was some little kid like that had four different huge tumors in his face or something. It was just terrible. But that's what happens when you live in a culture that doesn't have very much wealth. And, of course, the reason they don't have much wealth is because their governments are overbearing and tyrannical, like ours is becoming. 800-259-5791. So I actually have an email from kind of a newbie.
Okay.
Somebody who's a newbie to liberty. And he lives in Seattle. His name is Paul. Says, I was listening to your podcast. By the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I was listening to your podcast on a free market with no government and just everyone owning themselves and settling interpersonal problems through private organizations. I was thinking, and then I listened to your podcast where you said, question everything. So I did. I was wondering, in an own-yourself society, how would the roads that we drive to work every day get built?
Road question.
First question.
I told you. First one.
But then
road question.
And we've touched on roads over the past couple of days, so I'm not going to really harp on that one. But then,
well, let's answer his question briefly.
Well, briefly, the idea is if something is in demand, the marketplace will take care of it, and there is evidence out there that will show that private ownership of roads, are maintained better. There's less accidents on them. It's just overall better. I mean, even government-run roads that are put out to private bids are better maintained and better taken care of than just a government road that was created by the government hiring one sweetheart company, you know, that somebody on the city council has a sweetheart deal with. So,
and you can be certain that where there's a demand, there will become a supply. I mean, that's just the way it is. People want to move around. They want to travel. They demand not to be left in their houses.
Even though it's the first issue that you thought of, Paul, it's certainly not the first issue that we're thinking of as far as getting the government out of something. There's definitely a hierarchy of changes that should be made.
You just said we, and that's not fair, because I don't believe that roads should be privatized.
Okay, when I say we, I mean those of us who want less government.
Okay.
Some of us want to go all the way.
Oh, wait, I want less government.
Right, but
you would agree zero.
You would agree that there's a hierarchy of preference that you have. I mean, you'd rather, for instance, cut back on all the unconstitutional federal programs first,
cut back on state programs.
I'm just saying it's the first thing that came to Paul's mind, but it's not the first thing that we're thinking of as far as if we could have our little magical changes tomorrow.
Right. If I only got to make the government smaller in three places, I'm not going to get rid of your roads, Paul. I promise.
Right.
That's not going to be. I believe that the Department of Transportation and the Department of Motor Vehicles are both bureaucracies that are bloated, slow, and ineffectual. But that's not where I'd go.
If I had three choices, I'd have to go with the old Harry Brown approach and get rid of the income tax, get rid of the war on drugs, and end Social Security and replace it with voluntary options.
I want us our troops back home.
That's another good one too.
And so I might have to do a little
point.
Trading. I would certainly get rid of the income tax, which would necessitate that we would shrink a lot of things. I suppose I'd go with those two.
That's a good one, though. I like to bring the troops
I would end the war on drugs. I would do away with the income tax and what was the other one? Social Security.
Yeah.
And I would.
Why don't we just lump it all into get rid of all federal taxes? Maybe we could do that one as one. Get rid of all federal taxes. Bring the troops home. and then shut down all the other government programs because you can't pay for them if you don't have any federal tax.
Well, there's federal programs can be fee-based. There's plenty of evidence where governments,
which is the way
local and state governments, well, not state governments so much, local governments have managed to make themselves fee-based in a lot of ways.
And really, that's kind of one of the critical points that we base, or at least that I base my ideas on, and I know you share a lot of this, is that if government's providing a valuable service, why can't they just charge for it voluntarily? I mean, if what they're doing really is worth something to you, you shouldn't have a problem funding it on your own. You shouldn't have to be mandated to participate in their little program.
Mm.
So let them exist. Let them try to exist in the marketplace of ideas. Let them try to exist in a free market. If a government organization can hack it, can cut it, then great. If they can get enough voluntary funding to do what it is they do, then fine. As long as you don't force me to be a part of it. That's the critical issue here. The issue is force. Anyway, he goes on to say, well, how would public schools get paid for?
Well, there wouldn't be public schools in the sense that the public would be required to pay for them.
Yeah.
There would be schools that people could go to. I mean, for instance, the school that I went to from kindergarten through eighth grade was a quote-unquote private school,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they ever turned anyone... I never heard of them turning anyone away. I've never heard of them turning anyone away.
With money.
And I still live in the same community, as long as they pay
right.
for it. And they give scholarships to people who are poor.
Mm-hmm.
They...
Because that's the first objection. When you say, let's get the government out of schools, then the first objection is, well, what about the poor people? Well, what about the poor people? Have you been to an inner-city school? Have you talked to a teacher that's ever worked in an inner-city school? I mean, the poor kids today have the cruddiest of the cruddy government-run schools. I mean,
mm-hmm.
government-run schools on their own are bad. They're terrible. They're not educating our children. People are graduating illiterate.
Large percentages
right.
of people graduate... illiterate, they're functionally illiterate.
And it's worse at inner-city poor schools where the poor kids go. So if you really want to help the poor, the only way to help the poor get a real education is to end government involvement in education.
And then you can then the schools that take them in, you can donate to.
That's right.
I'm sure,
the neat part about contributing...
They do a lot of fundraising in my community.
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
Well, the neat part about contributing to a school is you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, wait a minute. We actually believe on Free Talk Live that you're a big boy, Paul, and that you can make choices for your own self. And
mm-hmm.
if you think that you want to support a particular type of school, let's say that, I don't know, let's pretend you're a very religious man, Paul, and you want to support the most religious, indoctrinated kind of school in the entire county that you live in,
and the chances
give them your
are good.
Money.
That school is going to be attached in some way, shape, or form, whether it's just financially or whether it's on the grounds of your church. The one that you happen to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bet you, because churches are real good about this kind of stuff, real, real good, each church will have its own school. And that preacher will get up there every Sunday morning, and he'll wring the crap out of his parishioners until they give him enough money to run that school.
Sure.
There will, and I mean run the school for the people that want to come to it. Because what are they doing? They get to proselytize in their own community. They get to bring the powerful word of God in their own community. Are you telling me that
they'd turn that down?
Sure. Absolutely, they would not. And you can believe that the temples would do the same thing and the mosques would
but
do the same thing.
What if you're an atheist? What if you're somebody like me that doesn't want to see their kids go to a school like that? Well,
I'm sure the atheists would get together and supply their own school with money so they could send their kids to it.
That's the great part about the free market. If somebody, like, for instance, Paul, if you're looking around in Seattle and all you see are religious schools and you're not a religious guy and you don't want to send your kids to this other kind of school, start your own. I mean, really. You can do it. It's not that hard. People homeschool their kids all the time. You don't have to have a huge complex for thousands of kids to attend to have a school that's effective. In fact, I would argue that a smaller school is probably far more effective.
My school only had 500 students.
More on the way.
And those were K through 12.
800-259-5791. Your vision of free market education. Share with us. 800-259-5791. The cool thing about the free market is you can have your vision, and so can I. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
When When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Thursday night edition of the show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can take control and bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. We're in the midst of an email right now, Manwich.
Yes, we are.
You can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, where the Shrine of Female Listeners is for you to take a look at. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, validated photos, which means that in the photo they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live, because we're really proud of our lady listeners and we want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest. Get all the details at freetalklive.com on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You know, I think the guys that go and look at the shrine probably don't care much whether they're validated or not. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I care because it means a lot to me to know that we're not getting scammed.
Yeah, I understand. It does feel bad to have some, you know, somebody send us a picture that's not true.
So we're in the midst of his email from Paul, and Paul's kind of new to this whole liberty idea, and he's asking about government-run schools. He says, well, how are they going to get paid for? And we just explained that, well, it'll be voluntary. You can support the schools that you want to support on your own. You're a big boy, aren't you? Can't you make your own decisions?
Oh, don't be condescending.
Okay,
it's his first time.
I know. And not everyone. He says not everyone can afford to send their kids to private school. What did I say? First objection to free market schools is
the My God, the kids, they'll never learn anything.
And chances are, if they can't afford to send them to private school, then they wouldn't have time to homeschool them because they're busy working. Now, why on earth are people so busy working?
Because they're taxed to death.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, you've got if you're getting taxed
before the
50%,
huge federal taxes, a man and a woman, you know, lived together, and the woman stayed home, and they lived fine on one paycheck. Nobody's sure what the cost of living, why it is we're getting paid less, blah blah blah. It's the federal government.
It's
taking all your damn money.
Well, here's an easy way to think about it. We know that after all the taxes are said and done, the government at all levels, government, state, and local, federal, state, and local, are taking about 50%, if not more, of your money.
Yeah.
That's on average.
On average.
Yeah, and if you just think about a couple, you know, mother and a father and two kids, and they're just trying to get by, well, if you're losing half of your money to the government, then that other person has to work the same amount for you to make one person's income.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
If you've got two people bringing in 50%, you have the income of one person.
To be fair, there were income taxes and those kind of things in the 50s, but they were significantly lower. And to the point that basically the amount of food, the extra car, the food eating out at lunch, and the clothing that a wife might buy to go into the workplace, that would totally make up for the taxes. So it's even.
So there you go. There's your answer. That's why people are working so hard. It's because they're just trying to get by because of the burdens placed on them by the government. He goes on. He says, how would it be done? Sometimes people complaining about taxes sounds like a bunch of childish whiners that don't like that mommy and daddy didn't give them all their allowance. Well, no. You got it all wrong, Paul. It's the government. That's the ones that sound like childish whiners when they say, you didn't pay your fair share. You owe us money. You owe us your work, your time, your effort. Who do these people think they are, these people in government? I don't owe them squat. I work for me and the people that I care about, and that's it.
Paul, what you said is insulting and infuriating. I really believe that. The fact is, I work for my money, and the federal government comes and takes it from me. And if I don't want to give it to them, then they'll throw me in jail. And if I don't want to go to jail, if I try to fight them, like an armed robber, I would fight an armed robber.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the choice of fighting an armed robber. They'll shoot me. That makes the federal government a bunch of armed robbers.
Yeah.
And anybody who supports them, in my opinion, is supporting armed robbery.
That's right. You're just making excuses for violence, Paul. And you may not realize it. Sometimes you have to know that our taxes aren't always going to old men in toupees so they can go to their vacation house in the Bahamas. Wait a minute. Haven't you heard about the federal flood insurance program, Paul? Well, your taxes are going to rich old men all over the place.
Okay, so only half the time it goes to rich old men in toupees, you know, smoking their cigars in paradise. What difference does that make?
But here's his solution. He says, I think the solution's putting our money under the magnifying glass and seeing where it goes.
You don't think we've been putting our money under the magnifying glass for the last 30 years? I remember seeing a report on 60 Minutes where they were talking about ashtrays the federal government paid $100 for, so they would break into four individual pieces, and hammers that had to be weighed and measured. And I remember government waste in the 1980s, and it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
That's it's only right. gotten, here's your magnifying glass, it's only making things freaking worse.
Sure, and then all you're going to do, Paul, is argue with all the other people with their magnifying glasses right. over where the damn money should go.
Yep.
Stop it! It's so crazy to have this conflict with others when it would be just so simple to keep your money that you earn and spend it how you want to.
And when somebody doesn't want to play with you, you shoot them. Because, you know, it makes more sense.
Let's go to the lady on the line, Megan in Vermont. Megan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy, Megan. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question for Manwich
about
the parental notification law.
Please?
And I was wondering if he would still support it in the case of rape or incest. especially by the underage girl's father.
Whoa, that is shocking. I hadn't even considered that that possibility. Couldn't, I guess, you know, in all likelihood, if the mom's still married to some jerk that would do that, she would probably deny that that was, that he would be the father of the grandchild.
Yeah, I also wanted to point out that usually, you know, in that case, the mothers will, you know, they'll call the girl, you know, a nasty name, and they'll totally deny it, and they won't even believe her. So in that, you know, in that case, they're effectively using force against her to force her to carry a child that is her half brother. And you know, if the parental notification law were to stand, how can she get rid of that child?
Well,
I mean, you know,
is she then unwilling? Is she unwilling to talk to some authority figure and you know, answer some questions, thereby bringing, you know, allowing the state to bring charges against this man? Is that what you're saying also?
Well, I'm assuming, in my situation, it's fictional, but I'm assuming that she's unwilling to talk to the police, because what happens if she brings charges against her father? She gets kicked out of her house, she has to go, you know, probably live in a shelter.
Foster home or something awful like that.
Yeah,
sure.
And so it just seems like she doesn't really have a choice. So,
well, I think you're bringing up a great point, Megan. I mean, your point here is also that one size never fits all.
Yeah,
and you can say what you want about the law, and you can try to craft it as best as you can, but it's going to leave people in the dust, it's going to leave people slipping through the cracks, and it's going to hurt people that you didn't intend it to.
That would be an unintended consequence of a law.
Megan, great
call.
Very
difficult.
Thank you. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. To Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about two things. First, you guys are just talking about taxes.
Yes, sir.
Well, where I live, we have a county income tax in Portland, Oregon.
How the heck do they do that? How do they even enforce that?
The same way they do every other tax, man, which they say, well, there's a new tax, and then everybody just follows their orders. Nobody ever questions it.
How they passed it is they said it was going to be temporary tax for 1 year.
Yeah,
because of the budget cuts and school funding.
Always use the children, right?
Yeah,
use the children to get a new tax in.
I'm sure you guys know that Oregon's a supremely socialist state.
Yes.
So when they put that on the ballot, everyone and their mom voted for it, and it went through right away. But now the expiration date is coming up. I think it's this year. It's the last year.
Really?
And
the same thing's happening in my town, by the way.
And they're like, well, you know, it's not really helping now. We're going to have to keep it on the books for a little while longer.
Uh-huh.
So,
great.
Yeah,
when are you going to New Hampshire,
crazy.
Frank?
I need to visit there first, and then I'll decide.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791, because those of us that are sick and tired need to do something about it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The Jeep was the first to roll off the battlefield and into the showroom. Then came the mighty Hummer. But hold on to your helmet, because when we come back, there's a real bad boy that's coming for you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. There's nothing gentle about the newest giant born on the battlefield, the Bad Boy Heavy Muscle Truck.
The Bad Boy, weighing in at 6.5 tons, 21 feet long and 10 feet tall, is a luxury offspring of the Army's medium tactical vehicle. This mean machine integrates extravagance into a combat-worthy frame and includes an infrared camera system, night vision goggles, and a cabin filtration system designed to defend against biological fallout. If you're ready to climb behind the armor-plated wheel and into the black leather seats, bring a big Bad Boy checkbook, because it'll cost you between $200,000 and $750,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you, including archives. The last 8 months of the show are there. In fact, we give you the last 6 days easy to download right there on the front page of the website. All of it is free. There's no games. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Go get them all for free at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is the show by your call. Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Well, I'd like to I read the book from Steve Forbes, The Flat Tax, and mm-hmm. I also read the book from Neil Bortz and Congressman John Linder.
Yeah, The Fair Tax.
The Fair Tax book. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes, we've had many a debate on this one. What about it?
Well, to me, I mean, the current income tax, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, the current income tax system, the way it is set out now, basically you need permission from the government in order to work in America today, and that permission consists of giving a percentage to the big daddy government,
mm-hmm.
and that percentage is whatever the government says it is.
Yes, at most jobs, yes, you would need that so-called permission if you weren't working under the table, correct.
So therefore, if you need permission to work in America, doesn't that go against the right to liberty?
Of course it does.
It does, absolutely.
How can they continue with this, and why doesn't somebody challenge us on a constitutional basis?
Well, because people are cowards, I guess, and maybe because of the fact that the courts will just simply laugh at them. I mean, there have been people that have challenged the income tax over the years. I mean, Irwin Schiff, a number of different tax freedom people, and
many of them have gone to prison.
Right, they've gone to prison. The courts laugh at them. They don't allow them to even present their defense. We talked about the Irwin Schiff case recently, where he would have loved to have defended himself, but the judge wouldn't even let him give the information he wanted to the jury.
Yeah, it was just, you know,
he was railroaded.
He wasn't allowed to present that information.
And of course, when you come to a judge and you can even point out stuff in history, you can point out precedent. You can get up in front of a judge and point out the law and what it says, and the judge will just simply say, "That's your interpretation. You're frivolous. Get out of my courtroom."
You know, the thing is, there was that quote from, and I can't remember what the woman's name was, but our government's at an awkward stage. It's
Claire Wolf.
Claire Wolf.
Right.
It's too early. It's too late to stop it, and too early to shoot the bastard.
Yeah,
and it really is. It's too late to stop the income tax.
I think the only way to put a stop to it, Sean, is to disobey. And I think that a lot of people are going to have to disobey at this point, because you don't really expect a government judge who's getting a paycheck from the government to be impartial in a case like this. This case could affect his paycheck.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And with Congressman John Linder's book and Neil Bortz's book, I would figure that would garner enough strength and power behind the American people to really have a push for abolishing any form of direct taxation. That just doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of people have called in the show, and we've looked into the fair tax, you know, pretty thoroughly. And it's the consensus of the people on the show that it's dangerous as heck for several reasons. Now, and I support it.
I actually have a great email
that goes
down.
In the fantasy world that it is proposed in, I love it. But it's not gonna work in the fantasy world because, you know, in the real world, the same way it did in the fantasy world, because every time the government gets a hold of something, it turns to crap. They're going to, in the process, they're going to bastardize it. Trying to get it through.
They politicize it. It turns into a political football.
We'll still have the 13th, is it the 13th Amendment? Or 16th Amendment that legalizes, that supposedly makes constitutional an income tax.
That's not going anywhere. I don't care what they say.
I don't see how we're going to get rid of that unless we have a constitutional Congress, in which case the liberals will get in there and we'll have a right to medical care and we'll have a right to work and we'll have a right to propel ourselves to the moon via our own flatulence. We'll have a right to everything. Can you understand what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you on that. Anytime you guys want to talk about health care, I'm originally from Canada. I got lots of horrible stuff to say about nationalized health care.
All I can imagine that's going to happen to the fare tax, which I think is great in its fantasy world, is it's not going to end up as a fantasy world, and it's going to finally give the government the last thing it needs to choke the life out of our economy.
No doubt about it. In fact, Sean, we'll share a few reasons with you here, and thanks for the call, by the way. Great call, 800-259-5791. Since he brought it up, I got an email that came in from, let's see, who is this here? I guess, I don't know, somebody, some anonymous person, from Mises, the Mises Institute, which is a very free market think tank. And it goes down, it's extended. I'm only going to read a segment from it, but this segment is called The Problems of the Fair Tax. Besides the fact that it doesn't lower the amount of taxes seized from the taxpayers by the federal government, that's a great point.
It does not propose to do that.
It just proposes to transfer things.
But
it doesn't do anything to reduce government.
I understand why they would choose to do it that way. They would choose to propose it that way so that no one would have any arguments.
And besides the fact that it's based on unsubstantiated claims and ridiculous lies, the fair tax is fraught with other problems. In his introduction, Neil Bort says that his book will explain the fair tax in detail. He'll walk us through the plan step by step, detailing both the good and the bad. Since Bort never gets to the bad, I here present 17 problems with the fair tax. Problem number one, the fair tax hides the amount of sales tax being paid. Bort explains how fair tax was designed as what's called an inclusive tax. That is, the taxes included in the list price of the product.
See, now, I never heard this. I listen to Bort's show just about every single day.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
And I've heard him talk. He loves to talk about the fair tax.
No, he doesn't want to talk about that part,
obviously.
But he
doesn't want to talk that it's a value-added tax.
Right.
And a value-added tax means that it's in the price.
Which is something you find in socialist economies all over the place.
Sure. And once it's included in the price, people don't really get to see how much taxes they're paying.
Right.
Now, it's not sales tax.
And they feel like they're not paying tax.
At least sales tax at a state, on a state level, you know what the price was. It was $2.99.
Right.
And then you go up to the register, and, you know, depending on what the percentage of the tax is in the particular state. Right. $379.47. Oh, my God. What's that extra amount? Well, it's sales tax.
That's going to the bureaucrats, my friend. In this case, he reasons that since our current income taxes are figured on an inclusive basis, that is, they're taken out of our paychecks and not added to them, it was decided to handle the sales tax in exactly the same manner. How could someone write a whole chapter on the evils of the withholding tax and then turn around and recommend a hidden tax like the fair tax? Bort even has the audacity to claim that with the fair tax, the, quote, consumer is completely aware of what he's paying. Really? Suppose the fair tax is implemented next year. Go stand in front of a store and ask the typical American how much federal sales tax he paid on the item he just bought for $139. Give him a calculator and ask him again. Unless he's familiar with figuring percentages, the average American will not be able to tell you how much sales tax he just paid.
And they probably wouldn't be able to tell you when they walked out of the store after buying what it is now, but...
The average American, I would say, you've seen the man on the street interviews where people don't even know who the vice president is.
Right.
What, you think people are going to get the word that now there's a new sales tax added into their products? Heck no! If this happens the way they're saying it's going to happen, the prices of everything will just modify, and people might wonder, well, why did the price change? They won't think much of it. They'll just pay for it, and they'll move along. And most people probably won't know, unless they're paying attention, that there's a new sales tax going on.
It's the truth. I saw one of those man-on-the-street interviews, and I got to read the questions before they did the interview, and there were four questions, and one of them was like, who's the vice president? Who's the, I can't remember.
Right.
But they asked some political questions on three
basic
of them.
Stuff.
The fourth one was, who is Simon Cowell? And everybody got it right. I didn't know who he was.
Right.
The guy
from American Idol.
Yeah, but I know his name now because I missed the question. I hate missing questions.
We're going to give you some more problems with the fair tax because I know a lot of you guys have read this book. A lot of you think it's a great idea, and it's just not. It's another government program. How can you be a pro-small government person and support more government? It's your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can visit our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. We've got over 500 of our listeners that have plotted themselves on our worldwide map of listenership at map.freetalklive.com. You can easily add yourself. Just plug in your location, your name, and you can even add a photo and a little phrase to go along with your entry. And it's neat because you can zoom in and out and see who might be in your area that's also listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. So we're going through an email from the Mises Institute here, the problems with the fair tax, the so-called fair tax that so many small people that consider themselves small government individuals are supporting. And they're supporting it because it sounds kind of good on the surface.
Sounds real nice.
But when you dig into it, you find out it's just another government program. In fact, the first problem was the fact that the fair tax hides the amount of sales tax being paid. Second problem, the fair tax is progressive. Bortz correctly identifies a progressive income tax with Karl Marx. Yet, because of the prebate, the fair tax sets up a progressive income tax, or excuse me, a progressive tax system like we have now. Millions of Americans will pay no taxes at all. Others will have some of their taxes offset by the prebate. The rich will still be paying the majority of the taxes, something Bort says he considers class welfare. Remember, one of the, I think when they say the prebate, that's that thing where people get a check from the government, where everybody gets a certain size check from the government? Turns everybody into a welfare queen.
Yeah, I don't like the idea
that's
of them, the government just passing out checks and all that stuff.
Problem number three, the fair tax is an income redistribution scheme.
And, by the way, it would be progressive in the sense that the tax would be progressive in the sense that rich people would be buying more stuff than poor people would.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they'd be paying a lot more tax.
The fair tax is an income redistribution scheme. Bortz calls the earned income tax credit, quote, a prime conduit for income redistribution from high-income earners to poor middle to the poor middle class. Why, then, would he promote a fair tax plan with a prebate that, in essence, allows the majority of citizens to not only pay no taxes, but in many cases gives them money over and above what they paid in sales tax? What's fair about making the rich subsidize the poor and the middle class? You're a small government conservative? You're a libertarian, Bortz? Give me a break. He calls Social Security an income redistribution a welfare program, but under the fair tax plan, Social Security is even worse. At least now it's funded by payroll tax contributions that are independent of deductions for federal income tax. Thanks to the prebate, many people will receive a free retirement program via Social Security who never even contributed a dime towards their retirement. Or, as Bortz says, all benefit and no burden. Problem number four, the fair tax creates new tax collectors, from doctors and lawyers to garbage collectors and tree trimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Multitudes of individuals and businesses that never collected taxes before, like every single business in the state of New Hampshire, there's no sales tax there.
Right.
Will be turned into tax collectors for the federal government. Will a teenage babysitter be required to collect the fair tax from her neighbors? Let's talk to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Once again, you're on one of my favorite topics, taxation.
Yes,
what I'd like to point out about the current state sales tax, about whether it's included or not, okay, the tax itself is a tax on the privilege of selling, and they allow the sellers to pass it on to the consumers. They get paid a small tiny amount for passing it on to consumers as opposed to making it included. But right now they have the option of making it included. And since since it's a tax only on privilege, and that privilege being selling, well, for whom would it be a privilege? And it would be foreign corporations. So it's another one of these deals where the law is written one way, but everybody knows something totally different.
You know what? I've looked into that, Pete, and I got to agree with you. I've kind of looked into the whole sales tax idea because it seems to me that if I'm required to collect sales tax as a business person, for instance, we're going to be opening up a store that sells, for instance, Free Talk Live stuff like T-shirts and that sort of thing. That's coming this coming in 2006. And I have no intention of collecting any sales tax. Do you know why? Because I'm not a slave. Because basically collecting income tax, collecting sales tax for the government makes you an unpaid worker. It makes you somebody who's not being compensated to do work. And I refuse to be an agent for the state government.
Yeah, I hope that you could pull it off. I think mainly as long as you don't get their paperwork and their reseller number and what have
right.
you, you should be okay. But then you might have to deal with.
So what you're saying, Pete, is that this is one of those things like the income tax where the law is written very craftily. The law, in fact, from what I've seen, it's one of those weird things where they change definitions from what a normal dictionary would define things as, and they make it so that corporations and other legal fictions that aren't real people are the ones that are subject to collecting the sales tax. They don't actually go in and they don't actually define an individual as a human being or as an individual, but they put some weird legalistic definition onto it and they make it try to sound like that everybody's required to pay this, but when in fact that would be slavery, and how could that be legal in a free country?
Exactly. The only problem is that it's the everybody knows version that
right.
tends to get enforced,
right?
As opposed to the version as written. And
of course, you can't challenge this stuff in the courts. It's a waste of time.
Well, what happens is they bring in a you'll have a prosecutor and a judge that are in collusion. And I have an acronym for judge. I call them FOSWAF. It stands for flatulent old slob wielding a toy hammer. You'll have the prostitutor and the FOSWAF will be in collusion. And
why would they want to be on your side? Why would anybody who's from the government be impartial in a case like that? Great call, Pete. We appreciate it, man.
Okay.
800-259-5791. So wake up. Are you a slave? If you're collecting sales tax for the state, I think you are. This is your show, 800-259-5791. Hey, we got more problems with the fare tax coming up, man. There's a bunch of these things.
Fun stuff.
It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show and we'll bring up anything you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming. That's right, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them free. freetalklive.com. We're going down a list of problems. Problems with the so-called fare tax. Yes, the fare tax that everybody who loves small government is just getting right on behind. Well, not everybody. There's actually quite a bit of controversy within us, between us small government folk and those of us that want to see less government in our lives because, well, first and foremost, the fare tax does nothing to reduce the size of government. But there's been a number of problems we've gone down here already. And if you missed what we've already said, you can always get the archive at freetalklive.com later tonight. Let's go to problem number five from the Mises Institute. The fare tax creates new taxes. All Internet purchases will be subject to the national sales tax. So will heart surgeries, kidney transplants, and appendectomies. You thought health care wasn't expensive enough. Plus, the drugs prescribed by the doctors doing the procedures. Want to attend a baseball, football, or basketball game? Better save up a little extra to take care of the fare tax that'll be imposed on your tickets. Problem number six, the fare tax creates new taxpayers. If there are no exceptions and no exemptions, then churches and other nonprofits will be forced to pay a national sales tax on every purchase. The fare tax will basically do away with not-for-profit entities. The fare tax would also count as taxable the purchase.
Why would it do away with an entity that wasn't meant to make profit just by having them pay sales tax?
I don't know. Maybe they can avoid income taxes or something?
They can avoid income taxes, but that doesn't mean that it would do away with. I don't understand.
Good question. I don't know anything about being not-for-profit, so I can't answer. The fare tax would also count as taxable to purchases made by the federal, state, and local governments. This means the government will be using taxpayer money to pay taxes to itself. Problem 7. The fare tax makes it easier for the federal government to raise taxes. All Congress has to do is slightly increase the initial 23% rate. Penny here, penny there. Quarter of a cent now, half a cent later.
Yeah.
Just a little at a time, of course. It might be to compensate for inflation, to give seniors a cost of living raise.
Well, whatever the reason is, they'll figure out something. It's always a good reason.
There's always
right
an
after
excuse.
The hurricane.
For
well,
the children.
We got to do it for the Katrina victims.
Right.
Right before the war, we got to do it so we can spread democracy
right.
to Iraq
right.
or Iran or Korea or God knows where else.
Or to pay for some other manufactured crisis like bird flu. Since the federal budget goes up every year and the fare tax is supposed to be revenue neutral, the fare tax rate will have to go right up along with the federal budget. You can count on an increase every single year. For if government budgets are not under control now, why should we expect Congress to magically become fiscally responsible
just because
the fare tax is adopted?
Yeah, just because we pass the fare tax doesn't going to make them responsible.
You're living in a fantasy world if you believe that this is possible.
Well, it's nice that you wouldn't have to deal with filling out your IRS form, but it just gives the government that much more muscle.
You still don't have to deal with it if you don't want to. Just stop. Furthermore, since Social Security and Medicare will be funded out of general revenues, the fare tax would also have to go up to fund the ever-increasing cost of these programs. Then, there are the escalating costs of the new prescription drug plan. And if the amount of the prebate is updated every year to keep up with inflation, then the fare tax rate will have to be raised in like manner. How can Bortz recognize that, quote, there's absolutely no limit to the government's desire for your money, and then express hope that the fare tax rate will go down in the future? What? Fantasy world. Hour two is on the way. We're halfway through this list of problems with the fare tax. We'll share some more with you, because there's no tax that's fair. It's all violence. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease.